Hello, brethren. Once again, this is Pastor Edu coming your way with the Word of God. If you have a Bible, turn with me to the book of Matthew, the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 5, verse numbers 20. Matthew chapter 5, verse numbers 20. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 20. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. I've started to this sermon as the righteousness of the Pharisees and scribes. The righteousness of the Pharisees and scribes. As he says, prepares to contrast the Pharisees' righteousness of the kingdom with the traditional interpretation and application of the law. He does so with a strong warning to those who would enter the kingdom of heaven. As Jesus prepares to contrast the righteousness of the kingdom with the traditional interpretation and application of the law, he does so with a strong warning to those who would enter the kingdom of heaven. So he just said, Jesus warned that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you would by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Now, the righteousness of the Pharisees and scribes. The righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes. Now, before we consider the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, where the righteousness of the Pharisees comes from? It's a question. Where did the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes come from? It came from keeping the Jewish oral laws. Our righteousness as Christians, however, has to be a combination of that which is imputed, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, as well as that which is maintained by us through keeping the law of God after conversion. Jesus says that from God's law, nothing will pass away. Hallelujah. So the righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes, they were known to say and do not. The Pharisees would say something, but they would never do. That was some of the righteousness of the Pharisees. They were known to say and do not. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 23, verse 1 to 4. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 to 4. Matthew 23, verse numbers 1 to 4. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore, whatsoever they did, they bid you observe, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be borne, and lay them on man's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. Hallelujah. So they say, but do not. They say, but they don't do it. Though they often taught the truth, they did not often practice what they preach. That was one of the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. Another righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees is that they were known to do things to be seen of men. they were known to do things to be seen of men. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 5 to 7. Matthew chapter 23, verse 5 to 7. But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments. A love to the uppermost rooms at feast and the chief seat in the synagogues. So they were known to do things to be seen of men. They enjoyed wearing religious garments that separated them from others and delighted in places and titles of honor. This was what the Pharisees and the scribes were noted for. They were known to neglect part of God's law. The Pharisees were noted or known to neglect parts of God's law. They majored in minors and minored in majors. They would emphasize the lighter matters of the law and neglect the weightier commands. Hallelujah. So they were known to neglect parts of God's law. Matthew 23, verse 23 to 24. Matthew 23, verse 23 to 24. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithes of mint and ins of cums, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law: judgment, mercy, and faith. This ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. 24. Ye blind guides, which strain at the giants and shadow a camel. Hallelujah. So they were noted to neglect parts of God's law. They majored in minors and minors in majors. They would emphasize the lighter matters of the law and neglect the weightier commands. The righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes, they were known to be lovers of money. They were known to be lovers of money. They were known to be lovers of money. Let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 16, verses 13 to 15. The Gospel according to Luke chapter 16, verses 13 to 15. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. Luke 16, 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he would hate the one and love the other, or else he would hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Verse 16 of Matthew chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, verse 16. The law and the prophet were unto John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man passes into it. Hallelujah. So the Pharisees were noted to be lovers of money. Luke 16, verses 13 to 15. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. And he said unto them, Yea, are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Hallelujah. So the riches of the Pharisees and the scribes, they were known to say and not to do. They were known to do things to be seen by men. They were known to neglect parts of God's law. And they were known to be lovers of money. Such was the level of righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees as a group. Not all scribes and Pharisees were guilty of said things. Example, Nicodemus in John chapter 3 verse 1, John 19, 38 to 42, and John 7, 45 to 52. Nicodemus, though he was a Pharisee, was not greedy. They don't regret part of God's law. They don't know to do things for men to see, and did not see and do not. Hallelujah. So that's the caveat we should note. Such was the level of all, that was the level of all Pharisees, actually. But not all scribes and Pharisees were guilty of such things. Hallelujah. Nicodemus was a Pharisee, and he was a man of favor and vigor. Hallelujah. Now, the next question is that, why must our righteousness exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees? Why must our righteousness exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees? In fact, the righteousness of the kingdom, we cannot say and do not. As Christians, we cannot say and do not. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21. The reason why our righteousness will exceed that of the Pharisee. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse number 21. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21. King James read this way. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. So as Christians, our righteousness is to say and do it. Hallelujah. The righteousness of the Pharisee and the scribes was, they say it, but they don't do it. But we as Christians, our righteousness is to say it and do it. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Another reason why our righteousness will exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees is that we cannot do things to be seen of men. We as Christians cannot do things to be seen of men. The Pharisees and the scribes do things to be seen of men, but we as Christians cannot do things to be seen of men. And we'll turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. The King James read this way. Take heed that ye do not your arm before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Take heed that ye do not your arms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father in heaven. The righteousness of the Pharisees and the scribes is that they do things to be seen by men. But our righteousness should exceed that of the Pharisees and the scribes. So we cannot do things to be seen by men. Hallelujah. Another reason why our righteousness will exceed the Pharisees and the scribes is that we cannot neglect any commandments of God's law. We cannot, as Christians, neglect any commandments of God's law. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse number 19. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 19. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So we as Christians, our righteousness will exceed that of the Pharisees and the scribes. We cannot neglect any commandment of God's law. Hallelujah. Another reason why our righteousness should exceed that of the Pharisees and the scribes is that we cannot be lovers of money. We as Christians cannot be lovers of money. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 24. The King James read this way. No man can serve two masters. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Hallelujah. The word mammon rendered there in the King James in some translation is known as money. Hallelujah. So we cannot be lovers of money. And that's the main reason why, as Christians, our righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees. Hallelujah. Clearly, our righteousness as citizens of the kingdom must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees. But how can our righteousness be consistent with that demanded by our King? It is possible only by the grace of God, whereby His mercy provides forgiveness to those in Christ. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, whereby His strength make it possible to live according to the righteousness of the kingdom of heaven. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 13. Our righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees. May God help us and bless us and give us the spirit of righteousness that will exceed that of the scribes and the Pharisees. In Jesus' name, amen.